Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Rebecca Torres was paralyzed in a car accident when she was 13 years old. After completing degrees in fashion design and theater arts, she worked as a costume designer and simultaneously worked with various organizations doing disability work and health and fitness and advocacy and recreation and peer support. And she said, I want to take this giving back thing to a whole new level and start an organization called Backbones. She is the most valuable person on the planet. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the work you're doing. I can't imagine, obviously, what that could have been like, but to be paralyzed from, the chest down at 13?
Correct, yeah. I broke my neck and my back, and I was paralyzed from the chest down.
And over the course of time, there's various things that come along, but there's nothing that's really changed significantly your mobility?
Not really. Currently, there isn't much, in terms of research or anything to, change that. What you can do is just kind of keep your body healthy and moving, but as far as function, no.
What has kept you going, and what inspired you to do such a brave thing and to start this organization to help others?
Well, I started, it was really my own personal experience. I was injured at 13, and at the time, a lot of the people that are injured are male and, in their teens or early 20s, and so I didn't have a lot of peer support. I was matched with a peer mentor who was a male in his 50s, and, 13-year-old doesn't have much to talk about.
Sure.
A 50-year-old male,
sure.
And I was like, what, it was very awkward for me, and I didn't really get the opportunity to meet others until I was in college, and it really made a difference and impact in my life to know others like myself, and it was something that I was hearing from everybody else saying the same thing after the hospital and after rehabilitation, where do we find our peers, where do we find support? And that's sort of what sparked it.
And the big deal is to be able to talk to somebody who knows what you're going through on some level, I guess, right?
Exactly. Not just for someone with an injury. I think, everyone, there's, mommy groups or cancer support groups. Everyone wants to find peers and connection.
G's here and Bridget's here. Either one of you, jump in.
Yeah. So, Rebecca, I also want to know about, you're a co-director for a film festival as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, last night was our closing night at the Chicago Cultural Center. It was a really great event, and it's called the Real Abilities Film Festival. And our goal is to share the human experience of disability through art and film. And so all of our films are by filmmakers with disabilities or have a story related to disability. And they're just great stories. We had last night, films about integrated dance, and then we had performers that have disabilities. Some did tango, some did some break dancing or hip-hop dances, and it was really cool.
Cool is that? That's amazing. Bridget?
Look, I always think the thing that people want most in the whole world is to be able to connect with other people.
Sure.
And, now so much of that happens online, and we're not as connected as we were because the things that brought us together, churches, unions, organizations, are less powerful than they were. So the fact that you took it upon yourself to find a whole new way for people to come together and build community and make friends and have support and not be feeling isolated, my God, that's
a big deal.
Huge. It's like putting a pebble in the water. You have no idea all the other things that come about because you hooked up two people that never otherwise would have met, but now all that's out in the world. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really beautiful to see people connect. And then, years later, they come back and like, thank you so much for introducing me to this person. Or I met this person at your event. And now we're doing this together. So it's really awesome to see that.
The thing that you could probably help the rest of us with is something that's maybe obvious, but I know people don't bring it up very often, and that is when someone meets you for the first time, not at the Real Abilities Festival or something else, I can't imagine the number of awkward things that are said to you in the course of a day or over the course of several years. People mean well, almost entirely. There's a few that don't, maybe, but everybody wants to do the right thing. But for people who feel awkward in talking to somebody in your situation, what do they do?
So, yeah, that happens a lot. People, you know, often don't have, you know, haven't met a person or interacted with a person with a disability, and it can get really awkward. Or parents, you know, have their kids, you know, they say turn away, or you know, don't stare, or move out of the way. But I mean, really, we're just people like everybody else, and a simple hello goes a long way. And
just be normal, right? Just try to talk to you like you're a person on the street. You don't have to apologize for what happened. You don't have to say, "Oh, I'm so sorry." You're well aware of the accident you were in. Just be a normal person.
Exactly. Just be normal and ask us questions. And you know, if you're curious, you know, sometimes people do ask questions and say, "Is it okay if I ask this?" Obviously, if it's appropriate, you do get people that ask very inappropriate questions or feel entitled to know your story, and I'm the boss, you know, and just be normal and say hello. We're people.
The last thing is kind of tied back into the first thing. You talked about how there's a lack of funding and research in various things. I guess I'm way off base here. I thought we were making great strides when it comes to finding out some solutions to full paralysis or the type that you're dealing with and all of that, but it doesn't sound like it, huh?
There is things happening and, you know, very promising things, but you're right. The funding is a big part of it. And often people, you know, some of the scientists are going in the right direction and funding gets cut. So funding for spinal cord injury is important, but also funding for programs and changes for people now that are injured now that deserve and need a good quality of life, so support programs as well for people that have been injured.
Any way you can step up is important, and also we have an election coming up next year. I don't know if you knew that, and it's well worth your time to check out who your elected reps are and how they've supported or not supported people who need assistance. Listen, I hope you are proud of yourself, because what you're doing is amazing.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it.
And what's your website?
It's backbonesonline.com.
Backbonesonline.com. Thanks for being on. We appreciate it.
Bye, Rebecca.
Thank you.
How about that? That's Rebecca Torres, the MVPP. I mean, you know, you go through something horrific like that, you hit that fork in the road, you're 13. Mm. Your whole life could be depression and horror and all sorts of bad things going on, or your life could be doing what you do to maximize your own while you help others. She's taking it a step above that.
Yeah. I mean, when you think of the smaller obstacles that get in people's way and that they don't recover from, you know, mentally.
Probably a bad time to mention I'm kind of tired today.
Didn't get enough sleep last night.
Anybody else got any whiny things?
Are we
going to
talk about traffic again?
Right after Rebecca, anybody got any whiny things they want to throw in now? Anybody got a hangnail or something?
I wouldn't dare.
We're all blessed. And the cool thing is Rebecca believes she's blessed as well, and she is.